This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining me tonight. Among the things that will be at least opening up somewhat tomorrow as the state officially moves into phase three of the Restore Illinois plan is pretty much a whole village. The village of Bishop Hill will pretty much be back to some form of normal now that visitors can come to the village in Henry County near Galva. I wanted to talk about that tonight with Todd DeDecker, the administrator of the Bishop Hill Heritage Association, who is on the line right now. Todd, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Very glad to have you. Talk to me about what the last couple of weeks have been like in the village. I imagine it's probably a combination of things that have been happening, at least business-wise, in terms of what is and isn't still open, and kind of some other things too.
Well, yeah, it's been an interesting few weeks and a couple months because, as you know, Mr. Pill is the biggest historic tourism town. Mm-hmm. So not having too many tourists coming around has been a big hit for us. Over the last couple months, the only thing that's really been open has been the restaurants for carryout delivery, and pretty much all the other non-restaurant businesses. What work they're doing is, what sales they're doing is online.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've been trying to keep our heads above water and just, keep on crossing fingers and hoping for the day when people are allowed to walk into our stores and businesses and museums again.
Yeah, and it sounds like some of that day will start officially tomorrow. But talk to me first about what kind of an impact has there been? I know that a lot of things that normally go on in Bishop Hill have had to be canceled, and some even still going out in the future at this point are still canceled. Is that right?
Oh my gosh, yes. It's our April, May, and June events have either been canceled or rescheduled. Some of our early July events as well. Right now, we're hoping maybe, possibly, cross-finger-wise, we'll see what the state guidelines are, to start having our festivals again, maybe late July or August.
Mm-hmm.
And again, here in Bishop Hill, our tourist season's from April to December, and we usually have some type of festival going on every couple weeks.
But, right.
So far we have canceled the quilt show, we canceled the Honor Flight Benefit, the Midsummer Music Festival, and some of that stuff's not coming back. Some of the concert and smaller programs we have rescheduled, but then again, you only have so many weekends in the year for our outside events.
Yeah.
And those are getting filled up pretty fast, presuming that, we keep on track and be able to go to phase four and phase five at a decent clip.
What kind of a hit does it mean in terms of either revenue, visitors, or that sort of thing, when essentially your tourist season is more or less starting 2 months late?
So far it's been a big hit because, again, that's our downtime because we're out in the country and we're known for our outside activities and stuff. So January, February, March are our slow months, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So for most businesses, they make their money April through December and then hopefully make enough to get in through the winter months. So, yeah, right now we're 2 months behind on our revenue sources. And with the reopening happening tomorrow, we are uncertain what our numbers are going to be like. I'm sure some people are going stir crazy and are ready to come out and get out.
Uh-huh.
But there are still some people who are still not quite so sure I'm ready to go out yet. So even though we're hopeful that and are certain that the numbers will come back when it comes to tourists, we're not sure exactly when they'll be coming back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, for a lot of businesses around here, we don't have corporate businesses.
Right.
For lack of a better term, it's mom-and-pop operations.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's hard for them to, for some of the businesses, to make expenses, make a profit, because just of the nature of the business, nature of the tourist season, and starting 2 months behind is not good for us. But it's one of those, we don't know the total economic impact until we see what the visitorship is like for the rest of the year.
Yeah. Talk to me about what is happening in terms of what will be open, how some of those areas will be open, that sort of thing.
Right. Well, we, of course, everyone's encouraging social distancing and wearing face masks as much as possible. I know every business in town, every restaurant in town, have taken certain procedures to make sure the facilities are safe, not just for the staff, but for the customers as well. A lot of people put in sneeze guards, hand sanitizer stations, are cleaning high-touch objects like doorknobs and stuff on a regular basis. So everyone around here is trying to make take all the necessary steps to protect everyone involved. And we're hopeful that people will realize this and will come back and start hitting some of our stores and restaurants again.
Yeah, let's certainly hope so. So it sounds like, again, the things to remember are wear the face mask, do the social distancing. It's probably, especially with some of the tourist sites you have in town, you kind of have to stand either 6 feet apart or maybe wait a little while. You, I imagine patience is going to be a little bit of a key, isn't it?
Yes, this is a learning experience for everyone.
Yeah.
In business school or in museum degrees, don't train you on how to deal with a pandemic. We're learning how to go like everyone else. So we do ask our customers to be, please be patient with us. We're doing the best we can under the circumstances, and we're learning and, developing things as we go along as well.
For folks who don't know, talk a little bit about what folks can experience in Bishop Hill starting tomorrow morning.
Well, most everything is open starting tomorrow. Each store has their own, slightly different hours. So if you have specific questions about stores' hours or their menu or something, I would, again, encourage them to either call that specific business or check out their Facebook page. But, we have all four restaurants in Bishop Hill, the filling station, the Bishop Hill Bakery and Eatery, P.L. Johnson, and the Kranz Cafe are all going to be open tomorrow. They all have either curbside delivery or outdoor seating. And according to your guys' weatherman, it's supposed to be beautiful weather.
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it'll be a great day to go out, eat outside, it sounds like.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think eating outside might be ideal for me, mostly because I'm not sure how Swedish meatballs would hold up when I get them to go.
That's another thing that a lot of restaurants are learning is how to better pack things.
Yeah.
To go orders. Yeah, a lot of practice over the last couple of months.
Yeah, that's for sure. So talk to me about how you've been able to maybe address concerns. I imagine the last couple of months you've probably had to spend a lot of time addressing concerns, answering questions, maybe helping some of these businesses and destinations come up with solutions to their problems, right?
Well, we talk among ourselves to see what steps people are taking, because we all are in the same boat, but different parts of the boat, as it were.
Yeah.
Because restaurants have different guidelines they have to follow than retail establishments, than museums. And then, some of the guidelines are the same, some are similar. And we talk among ourselves here in Bishop Hill. We talk to other I've been talking to other museums, doing Zoom sessions, seeing what other places are doing when it comes to museum reopening, just because, this COVID-19 has, evolved and changed and grown, so has the guidelines and steps to take. And we, everyone around here is learning to try to figure out the best way to safely open and keep everyone healthy and happy at the same time here.
How much, if at all, have you had to either watch what other communities like Galva, Kewaunee, maybe even the Henry County Tourism Office, watching what they're doing or maybe collaborating with them, maybe getting advice from them? Have you had to do a lot of that?
Oh, yes. I mean, especially over the last couple of weeks as we were seeing that Phase 3 was going to actually happen.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in touch with the Henry County Health Department and especially the Henry County Emergency Management Office as mm-hmm. well. To seeing what the do's and don'ts were, what the customer limits are in stores, stuff like that. So, again, we're all following the state issue, the health department issue guidelines here, and we think we're good to go for tomorrow.
Very good. So what will be the first thing to open up tomorrow morning?
Things will start opening up around here about 10 o'clock for some stores. And that includes, like, Colony Store and Some of the other places are opening tomorrow as well, either at 10 or 11, would be Sweet Annie's Primitive, the Antique and Primitive Shops, Prairie Arts Center, which has the handcrafted brooms and baskets. The Vasa National Archives Museum will be open. Twisted by Design is a jewelry store. Is a handcrafted, again, I keep on saying handcrafted because that's what we do here in Bishop Hill. It's handcrafted, highly skilled artisans who are making this stuff. It's not cookie cutter stores around here.
Exactly. And I think that's.
You have Etwine, which is the women's boutique, will be open with their Kranz Cafe out back. The park will be open, as well as the public restrooms. Very important. The public restrooms run by the Bishop Hill State Historic Site will be open tomorrow.
Okay, very good. All right, so it sounds like you're about as ready as you can be then, right?
We think we are, but we also realize as, you know, we're trying out brand new procedures.
Yeah.
And there might be some tweaking going on over the next few days.
Sure.
And, again, most of the places in Bishop Hill are going to be open tomorrow. And a few more will be open starting next week, like the Steeple Building Museum and the Bishop Hill Commons and stuff. So hopefully by, you know, end of next week, everything will be up and running again.
Todd DeDecker is the administrator of the Bishop Hill Heritage Association. Thanks so much for your time. Best of luck, and thanks for all you're doing for helping the area.
Thank you for letting the public know about our reopening. We appreciate it.
And you can go to visitbishophill.com to find out more information about what's going on in historic Bishop Hill in Henry County, a couple of miles off of U.S. 34. Again, visitbishophill.com. We'll come back with Kim Commando next on Galesburg's Evening News.